At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios.
We'll do it live.
And we got a great show for you today, as always, as we kick off another week. Very NBA heavy. As we should be, regular season is over. Play-in games beginning tomorrow night. And then, of course, the playoffs later in the week. And I, for one, very excited about these playoffs because the parity in the NBA right now is crazy. So, obviously, they're favorites, but there's all sorts of things that could happen if we in these playoffs. Excuse me, I got something in my throat. So let me welcome in my partner.
Let me clear my throat. All right, get some water or something, Chris, here before you hack yourself off, hack yourself to death. That's right. It is a Magic City Monday here on the Odd Couple, and we are going to talk about a lot of stuff coming up.
Wow.
We got the Lakers heavy. Obviously, Frank Vogel's been shown the door. I don't know. I just heard Rob Pelinka say, we're not pointing fingers, but Frank Vogel, get out. He pointed his way out the door.
That's a finger point.
I mean, is that a – Chris, we're not pointing fingers today.
Finger point. Right.
Right. What does that mean? Just be honest. Dude, we were disappointed with what happened, and we're making a change at coach. Chris, can we just say that? Is that a crime?
Is that a crime
to just say that? What's wrong with people? Oh, we're not finger pointing at anybody. What? Yes, you are. You didn't cut LeBron today. You got rid of Frank Vogel.
What do you think about his firing? Quickly, before they had no choice.
It has nothing to do with him, Chris. They had no choice. You can't bring him back.
Right. He's a good coach. He proved that in Indiana. Remember, he was given the big three in Miami, all they wanted in the playoffs, with a big three of his own of Paul George, Roy Hibbert, and Lance Stephenson. So he's a good coach. He won a championship with the Lakers a few years ago in the bubble. But I agree with you. He had to go. You just couldn't run this back.
Somebody did have to take a hit.
And it's easier to do it with the coaches instead of the players. Rob, introduce the Odd Couple crew, please.
Okay, you need some water there, too. The Odd Couple crew, of course, Rob G, our able-bodied producer. I know he hates when I say that. Able-bodied Rob G, is that no good?
It's like a backhanded compliment.
What? You're able? You're good?
He didn't say Rob G. He said I'm able-bodied. Means I'm able to do the job. Just don't ask me to do it well.
And he's got a body. He's got a husky body.
Oh, wow. See?
Yo, Chris can't talk for 4 minutes, but he gets that joke in, right? That's what I'm working with people.
I know. And then, of course, Alex is our engineer. And Isaac Lohenkron, right?
Wow.
Is on the updates. Isaac, are you there?
For you guys, of course. You know I'm always thrilled to be with you guys.
Yes, it's great to have you on the updates on this Magic City Monday. We appreciate you, buddy. Thank you.
Where are the wings?
No wings today. I know. You know how I am.
Wow.
I got to have wings.
All right. Let's get into this, Rob. We got Tim Hardaway Sr. Finally, Rob, he gets inducted into the Hall of Fame. And so we'll talk to him about that. And much more around the NBA world, but he'll join us in about 20 minutes. But first, let's get into this Lakers. And you mentioned it that Rob Pelinka said he didn't want to scapegoat anyone, in particular Frank Vogel, even as they fire him. But Russell Westbrook, who has been scapegoated a lot himself this year, it sounds like he wants to put it all on Frank Vogel. Here's Westbrook at his, you know, season-ending press conference today.
I would say so when I first got here, and just being, you know, a person that unfortunately that people create narratives of me and who I am and what I do and what I believe in that are, you know, just not true. I'm always having to like prove myself again in the year after year after year, which is to me just unfair. There's really no reason I have to do that. So when I first got here, I just felt that I never was given a fair chance just to be who I needed to be able to help this team.
Chris, I got issues. Go ahead. You want to go first? How you feeling?
You can go ahead.
I got issues. I understand part of what he's saying where he said he wasn't given a fair chance to be. I'll give him that. He wasn't a fit. So some of the things they needed him to do wasn't going to work out because he wasn't going to be able to do what they needed him to do, make perimeter shots or whatever, some other stuff. But Chris, to say he didn't have the opportunity, I don't buy into that. He didn't play well. You know how many bunnies and bad shots we saw Russ take? How about all the turnovers? Chris, there were a lot of money. He didn't play. You can say whatever you want. He didn't fit, but he didn't play well this year. Can we be real or admit that? Chris, you need to go. Chris, go get some help. Go get some help. Rob G, jump in here. Rob G, jump in. Rob G.
Yeah, I hear you. Go ahead, Rob.
Okay. And you are a Laker guy. You know that, okay? he didn't play well. Is that fair with Westbrook?
Yeah, that's absolutely fair, Rob. I mean, he didn't come in, I think it's fair to say, for in his defense, when he first got here, Laker fans were kind of lukewarm about it, just for a lot of the reasons that you and Chris pointed out when he got traded. It was, I don't trust the fit. He can't shoot, you know, right. Turnover machine kind of thing.
LeBron
right?
needs shooters However, around him.
Once you get here, teams will the fans will give you a change of heart if you prove otherwise. Like, there's been plenty of players. Dwight Howard, the perfect example. When he first got to LA the second time, the Laker fans were so down on him and the idea of him that he was getting booed relentlessly.
Exactly.
But he showed with his hustle and the way he played, he won them over, and he became a fan favorite by the end of that first season.
And he helped them win that championship.
Only seemed to make things worse for himself with the way that he played.
100%. That's why I can't put it all on Frank Vogel. And also, Rob G, wasn't it Vogel who went against everybody else who wanted to down him? I mean, who wanted to bench him?
Yeah, according to our friend Brad Turner at the LA Times, according to his report, which we had last week, we talked about it on the show on Friday, there were players and other coaches who thought Russell Westbrook should be benched. Frank Vogel, according to that report, is the one who said, no, he's a starter, whether it's because of his psyche or what have you. But according to that report, Frank Vogel was the one who was vouching for Russell Westbrook, saying, no, he has to be a starter. This team needs him to be a starter to be successful.
Exactly. And so on the way out, it's easy to just say, you know, that it was the coach and he didn't do right by me and he put me in a bad spot. And I don't know if it was Frank Vogel or Rob G. Was it Pelinka and LeBron who brought him? And doesn't he also maybe share some of the blame to join a team where you got to look at yourself and say, well, where am I going to get the ball? How is this offense going to work with me? I'm used to having the basketball, right?
Yeah, Rob,
and that was
you're right.
And that wasn't going to happen this time.
No, and you know, Anthony Davis, this is getting lost in the sauce because of all the Westbrook comments, the Vogel firing, you know, LeBron spoke for 30 minutes today. AD had his exit meeting, quote unquote, yesterday. You know, so he got his out of the way early before there was a ton of questions to be asked. And he spoke for about a minute. We're going to play the sound here in a second. They asked him about the Russell Westbrook fit. And one thing he attributed the issue being was that the media, the fans, and I think even Russell Westbrook himself were expecting him to play the way he played in Oklahoma City and Washington. That's not what the Lakers needed. Here's AD.
But people see things. You know, when Russell's in OKC and D.C. and how he played, two totally different teams, well, three totally different teams, you know. You know, the Russ, how he was in OKC, averaging triple-doubles, getting all, like, we necessarily didn't need that, you know, this year. Like, same way he played in D.C. Like, Brad was out, so it was on Russ, and they put guys around him. Like, we didn't need that Russ, you know. So everybody in it. When I got here, like, I didn't play the same way I played when Bron. Bron had to change. Like, everybody had to change. Everybody got to make sacrifices. And it was tough for him to kind of adjust to that. It was tough for me to adjust to that when I first got here, playing with somebody like Bron's caliber. Because I was so used to, okay, here, get the ball AD, now we figure it out. And Bron used to having the ball in his hands, and so is Russ. And so when you try to get out of each other's way, it takes time.
Hey, I get what he's saying, that there's an adjustment, but Rob G, I don't think that there he could make the necessary adjustment because he's not skilled enough to be in the role that they needed him to be in. Does
right.
that make sense?
Yeah, and I think you were right on right when the trade was made. Even though I'm a Laker fan, I see everything with the rose-colored glasses.
Right.
You were right when you said it's unfair to Russ to ask him to change his game. When the only reason people know Russell Westbrook is because of the way he plays the game.
Right.
You can't put him in a box and say, let me get 70% of that and harness it, because then you're not getting the same player. It's a totally different guy.
No doubt. And it's a tough spot for him to be in, to be honest. But I think, like, he's not taking any ownership that he didn't play well. That's the issue I have. Part of it's right. He was put in a situation where he was set up to fail. Right? Not in the right. The best part for a coach is to try to put a player in the best position to succeed. And he couldn't do it because the things they needed from Russ, he couldn't give them. And but he didn't play well, straight up. Anybody will sit here and tell you, I don't care what the numbers say, he didn't play well. Rob G, you remember the video we keep talking about?
Yes, we see, with all the misses? Yes.
I mean, go watch that video.
Yes.
I mean, like hitting the top of the backboard, air balls, just crazy shots where you're like, really? This guy's in the NBA? I thought it was a collection of bad shots over his career. It was from this season.
Rob, it wasn't just this season. That video came out like before the All-Star break.
You're right.
So it was half a season of bad shots. Right. And they had 2.5 minutes worth of content.
Well, it definitely. It was outrageous. It was crazy. All right. We do, Rob G, want to hear from everybody out there, 877-99 on Fox.
That's right, Rob. The question is Russell Westbrook, it's a hard name to say sometimes, is Russ right when he says he was never really given a fair chance to succeed with the Lakers? 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. We'll continue the conversation with you next, Rob Parker, and we're assuming Chris Broussard will be back. Hopefully he's alive right here, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. All right, it is the Odd Couple on a Magic City Monday.
And my cheese was hot.
My cheese was hot. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard. Chris will be rejoining us. Rob G hanging out with us. Our telephone number 877-99 on Fox. If you want to get in and if you're dealing with the dead battery, head to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing and free battery charging. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution, and America's number one battery destination. 877-99 on Fox. We're asking you about Westbrook and his comments, basically passing the buck on to Frank Vogel, and are you buying it? And I know we have people, Rob G, that want to chime in.
That's right. Not often we get to talk Lakers after they got eliminated from the playoffs. So we got a lot of people want to weigh in here. Let's get it started. Dennis is in Virginia Beach. Dennis, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Dennis?
Hello, sir. Thank you for having Michael, Chris, and Rob.
Yes, sir.
Yes, my take is that, Russ Westbrook is really not a thinking man much. I think the interview that he had was a chance for him to at least redeem himself to a certain degree. But instead, he did the blame game thing. And that's really very disappointing. It makes us realize who this type of guy is. You know,
because he didn't take any responsibility. I agree from the standpoint, Rob G. He didn't say, I played poorly. This was my worst season. I don't care what the numbers are. I'm talking about how he played. Wouldn't you say this is his worst season you've seen?
Yeah, I mean, look. Okay.
Aren't you surprised as a Laker fan how bad he was?
I'm not going to say it's the worst season that he's played because I haven't watched him that closely.
Like, right.
You know, that's the problem with working national and not being local with some of these guys is, you know, when I heard about the Russell Westbrook trade, I was like you saying, well, the one thing I love about Russell Westbrook is he plays hard all the time.
Every night.
He doesn't cheat you. And then he becomes a Laker, and then you watch him every game, and you're like, he doesn't really play that hard at all. He gets in a bad mood. He walks around on defense. He's not looking at anything. He's kind of aloof. When he goes to attack the basket, you used to think he used to attack to dunk, and now he attacks to throw up a brick off the side of the backboard.
It is amazing. I'm with you.
You see all the flaws.
I didn't watch him closely. You know, you watch the highlights when you're not in that
market. The national games, you know, five, six times a year.
You don't get to see him every day and every night, and we did see it here.
Yeah, it was tough. But we got a lot of guys who want to weigh in here. Tim is in Ontario, California. Tim, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Tim?
Odd Couple, well, Rob and Rob.
Yes. Chris is Rob. Cool. He'll rejoin
we
us.
We think
Chris
he's cool. I hope he's cool.
Yes.
Yeah, I hope he's cool, too. Listen, there was no way Russell Westbrook was going to succeed. I knew this was going to fail at the start. Everybody did at the start. Reason why is because he's not able to do exactly what the Lakers have been searching for these last 2 years. It's validating that bubble ring.
But we talked about this.
Thanks for the call.
We talked about this, Rob G, and I'm not trying to pat ourselves on the back.
Yes, you are. Chris, it's okay. Go ahead and pat yourself on the back.
Did we not call this?
Yeah.
We did.
And, but you know what's funny? And this is not you guys, because you've been very clear on this point yourself, you and Chris both, is everybody who's saying that it wasn't going to work, which there were a lot. There, nobody expected it to be as bad as this.
I agree. At least you guys
were honest in saying, look, we didn't expect them to win a championship, but we also didn't expect them to not even make the play-in tournament.
Right. Like, and, you know, I said that a few weeks ago, but that was after watching them for months.
Right. You let it play out first before you said that. We got time for maybe one or two more calls.
One or two more. Yeah, we got time.
We got time for our buddy Marty in Kentucky. Marty, what's up, man? You're on the Odd Couple. What you got for us?
What's up, Rob and Rob?
What's up, Marty?
Chris is having technical difficulties.
Yes, he'll be back.
Rob, you said something earlier that struck me funny about Pelinka's statement, and you said, just be honest. And that asking that of Pelinka, you know, I hate to remind you of the Heath Ledger, Kobe Bryant story he told the whole team, but being honest is not what we're going to get from Rob.
No, you're right. That's his MO, that he wasn't honest with people. You're right. 100%.
And the buses need to realize that Pelinka's the problem more than anything. I think that he should have got the boot over a coaching change. But Rush, we know Rush's game. And you got to put a certain roster with him for him to play his game and excel. His game wasn't going to change. That's why Durant left Oklahoma City. And he's a great player when he's in the right spot. But the Lakers brought him in and gave him an opportunity to show that he can play outside of that box he's played in. And he didn't achieve that. He did not take it. He didn't, take advantage of that opportunity. So him saying he didn't get a fair chance, I can't go with that. He got a chance to show he can do something different, and he couldn't.
No doubt, Marty. Appreciate the call. Rob G. Squeeze in the last one.
We got time for one more very quickly. Drew in New Jersey. What's up, Drew? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What do you got, Drew?
Hey, guys. Before I get into that, I just wanted to say that the whole Rob Pelinka thing, I think he's kind of a worm. I mean,
it feels like that, and that was his MO when he was an agent. I mean, right?
Yeah, if you look in – if you're in charge, you take ownership. You say, hey, it's on me. Even though, in the NBA, maybe trend, it's kind of a little different because, you know, LeBron, you know what's going on. And I think next time I hear any of these analysts say, NFL quarterbacks, they need ownership and draft. They need to say, hey, we got to draft this guy. That's the reason why you don't. Because you know who gets blamed? The GM or the coach. The player doesn't get blamed.
Right. That's why you can't do it. 100%. Rob G, don't we talk about that all the time? If you're going to let Russell Wilson run the Seahawks, then you know what happens? Guess what?
Right. Well, I mean, here's the thing.
The GM is going to get the blame.
No, you're absolutely right. And I know the headline is with Rob Pelinka, we'll get to training here in a second, is, you know, he didn't want to blame anybody. Then he proceeded to, you know, fire Frank Vogel. In all fairness to him, he did say in one of his opening statements was the roster I put together was not good enough. The only problem is nobody thinks you're actually the guy responsible for the roster.
Right.
Is the problem.
Right.
So you can say, yeah, my roster wasn't good enough, but everybody in the back of their mind is like, yeah, that's kind of LeBron's roster, though.
Yeah, LeBron put that roster together.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
It is the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we want to jump back in on this Laker talk, and we'll take some more calls. So join us, 877-996-6369 or 877-99 on Fox. Rob Parker and Rob G sticking in for Chris, who's we hope to get back on the show. So stick around. Chris will hopefully join us at the top of the hour. Rob G, we are talking about the Westbrook comments on his exit interview, where basically he threw Frank Vogel, right, under the bus.
Yeah. I mean, to say that he threw him under the bus, I think is an understatement, Rob. He threw him under the bus, then he backed over it, and then he drove back over him again on the way out the door. But let's keep it moving. We got some calls here. Josh is in Indiana. Josh, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Josh?
Josh, did we lose him? All right.
Josh, you're gone.
We didn't want to talk to Josh anyways.
That's
look,
right.
Look, you know what, Rob? This is something that we got to talk about here is it's one thing for Russell Westbrook to throw Frank Vogel under the bus on the way out the door because he has already got fired. Like, there's no repercussions, right?
Yep.
The other thing that I think it needs to be talked about is Anthony Davis yesterday, LeBron James today, were both asked about the idea of, you know, running it back next season, the idea of having Russ back. And to a man, all of a sudden, you know, the everybody knows coming into this season that the only reason Russell Westbrook was here was because LeBron and AD vouched for him.
Don't you remember the Instagram powwow we saw?
Absolutely. And then now these guys are saying, well, that's not my decision. Here's LeBron.
One thing about Russ that I love, you know, just his competitive spirit, what he brings to the game every single night. To have a guy that's reliable and can put on a uniform every single night, that's something I respect. I'm not going to sit here and make decisions for the front office and things of that nature, but I love being a teammate with Russ.
Yeah, but then when they asked if you're going to run it back, LeBron went,
Well, you know, it's not my call.
It's not my call.
Right.
All of a sudden, it's not his call. Rob G, he could have easily committed. Of course
he could. And you know what?
It didn't work out this year, but if he comes back, next year he'll come back, and we'll be better.
And it's not AD even hard
be healthy
to lie about
and we'll be
that.
Better.
Even right. if he didn't really feel that way, be like, you know what? Just like AD's injuries really robbed us, I would love to see what we could do with the full season.
Right.
And that is such a quote-unquote coach-speak way to get out of it, but he could have done it. Instead, he's like, well, it's not my call. But, Rob, we do got some more calls here on the line. Let's get it over to Leonard in Minneapolis. Leonard, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Leonard?
Yeah, hey, how y'all doing?
Good.
Doing good.
Good, good. All right, I just wanted to say my personal opinion about this Westbrook thing. I'm a longtime Laker fan, and typically when you see guys go home to play basketball or any sport, when they go home, they show out. He went home, and to me, looking on the outside, he went home and got comfortable. You know, he leaves the game, leaves the arena, crypto or Staples, whatever it's called now. He goes home, he's seeing his family, and he's just there, you know, just enjoying the life. But most players, you know, they get there, and they show out. And he says, you know, it's not enough time in the world, and you want to say, I'll make all these excuses. Look, you're Russell Westbrook. Get in the game, play the game that they need you to play, and stop making excuses. And I don't put it all on Westbrook. I don't put it all on him. I think it's a combination of everything. I mean, it's
I do
like
too,
Lakers...
but you have to admit he didn't have a good season. I don't care what the numbers say.
Oh,
would you right?
No, he had a terrible season. I think the majority of it is the fact he got home and he got comfortable. And 98% of the guys who go home to play where they're from, I look at it this: if DeMar DeRozan would have got signed over him, I think he would have showed out just like he's showing out for the Bulls, even better. You know, MVP
right.
type season because he's at home. And Westbrook got there. And he was at home. That's all
appreciate,
he did. He was at home.
Appreciate the call, my man. Thank you so much.
Leonard, thank you so much. I'm kind of nervous to take this one, Rob. Sean in Sacramento is here to dance on the grave of all the Laker fans right now. Go ahead, Sean. You're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Sean?
Yo, my uncle from another mother and the savior of the show. What up, Rob G?
I'm not even
going to beat around the bush, man. And you know it's going to be a surprising take. I don't blame Russ at all. If
wow.
you look at statistics, and Rob, I know you said don't look at the numbers. Don't look at the numbers.
Don't look at the Who numbers because numbers lie. LeBron led the league, was leading the league in scoring, and had no impact winning-wise. So that's why I'm saying don't always look at numbers because numbers, Sean, have to be compiled. You're not going to score 40 points in a game. Somebody has to score them.
But it tells a story about his availability, Rob. The guy was one of the only stars on the team to actually play more than 90% of the game. He was first on the Lakers in every category except for scoring, and we all know that's because LeBron was putting all of his energy into that. But the biggest point I want to say, man, I blame Pelinka and LeBron James 100% for this, man. You don't take a prize winning dog and enter it into a cat show contest. You feel me? What did you expect from Russ? Man, he's been bricking off the side of the backboard his whole career. He's not a shooter. So when you put him in a position to where he can't just cook, he can't just take the ball up and down the court, run the fast break offense, when you're trying to make this man sit here in the corner and shoot mid-range jumpers,
right.
You knew it was going to be a bad season.
You know what,
so
Sean?
Pelinka,
I'm not mad at you for that take because, you know, you listened to the show. We said it wasn't going to work, that he wasn't
right.
that type of player from day one from Jump Street. I'm not surprised this didn't work. I'm not.
Yeah. Pelinka needs to be fired for this one reason, man. Buddy Hield was on the table. You said it. Rob G said it. Everybody yep. said it from the beginning, man. You need a shooter for LeBron on this team. You need somebody who's going to stay healthy, cash him from the corner, cash out from the outside. You don't need a third ball handler, man. It was just a bad move. Great show to get. Y'all making it happen without Chris, man. I think Rob G should be the new permanent host, y'all.
I would love to have Chris Broussard's salary right now.
Yeah, right.
Cool. You know what, Rob?
What you want, both of them?
I'll take one of them at this point. I just take one. But, Rob, you know, we talked about, and Sean just brought it up, Westbrook led the team in almost every category, second in points, first in assists, first in rebounds, first in steals, blah, 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 blah.
He was also first in turnovers,
first in fouls, first in missed field goals, first in missed free throws.
There you go. He did lead him.
That's my guy, Russell Westbrook. All right, we got time for one more before we head into the break. Will is in Wisconsin. Will, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got, Will?
What's up? What's going on, gentlemen? And speaking health into Chris Broussard yes. right now. Hopefully, CB yes. can come on back to the show.
I think we'll get him back at the top of the hour. I'm hoping. We're both hoping that he's okay. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. Oh, and Rob, man, excellent take, man. There in the aftermath of the MLB Hall of Fame vote, man. I'm not sure what's going on, but I thank you for standing on. You know that opportunity you had to vote people in. But let's hope that the LA Lakers, man, don't become the LA Cowboys. And what I mean by that is just an organization that, because of some of their prior success, you know, they're thinking that they can just strong-arm their way into a championship without having respect for the process. Okay, Rob, let's say this is any other job interview. You got a guy sitting up here, right? Okay, if Vogel's a defensive coach, why would you not put a defensive player on the team? So you undercut your coach. You don't give them players, man, that do the thing like guard people or are able to guard people in this league, and then turn around like one of your colleagues would say, no information gets out unless somebody wants it. So the names that the Lakers are floating around for Coach Rob, coaches have to be able to leverage their players that they have in order to yield that success. So you're sitting up here talking about Doc Rivers as one of the people that you're bringing in. Who on that team is a Doc Rivers player? Doc didn't win a championship with guys that are just by committee on a team, you know, on a roster. That team was put together for Doc to win a championship. You know what I'm saying?
I'm with you on that. I don't understand the Doc Rivers talk.
Thanks for the call, Will.
Because Rob G., for the Lakers to get Doc Rivers, doesn't that mean that they're going to get knocked out in the first
Philadelphia? No, man. I think Philadelphia might get knocked out in the first round this year.
But that's what I'm saying. But I'm saying, like that's the coach you're getting? The guy who just had Harden and Embiid, and they just got knocked out?
And then he got knocked out, Blake Griffin, and then he had Ben Simmons and Embiid. And they got knocked out
against Atlanta in the second round,
Rob,
right?
I don't think that there's any team, whether it's coach or players, that's living more like off of one title than that 08 Celtics team. Every single one of them has like a TV or a media gig, and they only got one title.
And that was 14 years ago.
Right.
Can we say that?
Yes.
All right, coming up. Next, here on The Odd Couple, we're building a new tower at Shekel City. I don't know if any of my money's getting involved in that. My nightly picks against the spread. Hey, Rob G, we're doing some Major League Baseball tonight on Shekel City for the first time. So you want to stick around for that. It is The Odd Couple on Fox Sports Radio. Stick and stay.
Everyone around the great country of US of A.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off. Starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
It is the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio on a Magic City Monday. Rob Parker, Chris Broussard, and Rob G. pinch hitting for Mr. Broussard. We're coming to you live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you're dealing with a dead battery, head over to AutoZone, America's number one battery destination. They offer free battery services like battery testing and like free battery charging. Yes, all that. So next time you're having battery trouble, head to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. And Rob G, you know what time it is? Yes, it's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
Rob G, have you gotten on board? Have you been making money for your daughter and for her college tuition? You know what I mean? What are you doing?
You know what, Rob? The problem is I don't have the stomach to ride the waves. Because I know what you got to do to be in sports wagering. You hit a low point there for a minute. And I was like, I can't get on board. And now that you're on the high point, I didn't have the testicular fortitude to jump on board. That's my fault.
Well, on Friday, I want you to know. I mean, remember the week was a great week for me. 2-1 on Friday. I was 2-1 the night before, 3-0 the night before that. So things have been going pretty swimmingly. But remember, Shekel City, not yet sponsored by Caesars Palace, but Caesars Sportsbook, but it's just a matter of time. Rob G, we're breaking new ground on this Magic City Monday. We have baseball picks. Are you ready?
Give it to me, Rob.
Here we go. The best bet. We're taking the Yankees hosting the Blue Jays in the Bronx. Got the money line on that one, minus 120. Yankees to win and beat the Blue Jays. Also, Nationals at the Braves. I got under 9.5, Rob G. 9.5 runs in that game. I'm going to take the under there. I'm saying they're not going to score 10. And in the other game, Mariners at the Twins, I have under 9 runs as well. So Yankees money line, under 9.5 Nationals at Braves, and under 9 Mariners at the Twins. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
You're also telling us that you don't like excitement in baseball. You want a 2-1 pitcher's duel, which is not fun for anybody.
That's a lot of runs. I know it's early in the year, you know, where the pitchers aren't up to speed. But I watched the Yankees-Red Sox Sunday Night Baseball yesterday, Rob G. 4-3. It's a good game. 4-3.
That's not 9, so you would have won that one.
I would have won that one, so we'll see. Let's shift gears to the weekend. The weekend was not good, Rob G., for some media members. First of all, Dwayne Haskins, just a horrible story.
Yes.
What was your first reaction when you heard that? Of course, the Pittsburgh Steeler quarterback, 24 years old, soon he's going to be 25 shortly, and unfortunately he was struck by a car and killed jogging on the freeway. A bizarre story. But
it's terrible. Thoughts and prayers with his family and his loved ones right now.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's tough. You know, death is tough for anybody. It's to be that young, though. You know, in your early 20s. You know, it was a terrible story. At first, when I heard it, I didn't want it to be true. And then it started to come out, matriculate, more people reporting it. And it was gut-wrenching to read the details, Rob.
Yeah, it was definitely there. And then some media people, Rob G., went out of their way to, like, talk about the struggles and bad times. When somebody loses their life such tragically, is that a time to – I'm not saying it, down the road if you write about his obituary and you talk about what he went through. Do you know what I mean, Rob G.?
Right.
In the obituary, you write about everything. So I'm not here trying to sugarcoat anything. But at that very moment, him struggling as a quarterback, as Adam Schefter wrote, was that necessary?
That was completely unnecessary. And that was the initial tweet, because he was one of the first national guys to run the story. But the one you mentioned earlier, before you got to Schefter, was former NFL scout, now with the NFL Network, Gil Brandt, who did a radio interview to talk about it. This was some of the most disgusting commentary I've heard, given the story. Here it is. Take a listen.
I hate any time anybody is killed or anybody dies, but he was a guy that was living to be dead, so to speak. Maybe if he'd have stayed in school a year, he wouldn't do silly things. I mean, I don't, when you're jogging on a highway, on a road like that, a guy has 2 drinks and he's just a little bit to the right side of the road and gets hit and killed, it's easy to happen.
What?
Disgusting.
Gil Brandt, I know he's like 95, Rob G., I don't know how old he is, but I'm sorry. That was so insensitive, inappropriate, I don't know, hateful, mean, whatever word you want to use. How could you say that about a 24-year-old who was struck and killed by a car, that he was living to die because he left college early to go be drafted in the NFL?
Right.
Oh, what a terrible guy he was.
Yeah, he
left college early.
He made a point, if you listen to the whole interview, I heard a big chunk of it for this show. He made a point to reference that for the draft night, rather than going to the NFL, you know, draft show, he decided to have a party, you know, in his hometown.
With his family and friends.
Right. And what he did was he charged the cover for people who he didn't know, who came in to wanted to experience the draft. And somehow that draft night party that he had became a justification for him getting hit by a car and killed.
Right.
That was some of the most disgusting, distasteful. I'm surprised that Gil Brandt has a job today, to be honest with you.
I can't believe that. Is that Sirius NFL Radio? What is that on?
That was on Sirius XM NFL Radio. But he also does have a website. He writes for NFL.com, and he does some work for NFL Network.
Well, I don't know how he still is working. I mean, that is as low of a blow as it gets. I know he's an older guy. He needs to stop, because that kind of conversation was terrible. I just still can't believe that came out of his mouth.
And Rob, you know, you're real big on being a reporter and a journalist first before you're an opinionist. That's been your MO for a while. Do you think when guys like Schefter, who sneak in the struggling line, or Gil Brandt, who works in media now, says what he said on that interview, does it give you guys a bad name, do you feel like?
Yeah, because we're all lumped together. Everybody thinks that everybody went to journalism school. And Rob G., you know.
No, not at all.
It ain't the case, right. So there's a lot of people out there playing the role of reporters and whatnot. So, all right, hour number 2 of The Odd Couple is coming up. Stick
and stay.
Unless you are not in the U.S. of A.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.